Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, what's your favorite app for trading on your phone?
Well, some people are probably going to think this is funny, but I think don't do it. I think don't trade on your phone. I know it's tempting, and I was one of the first guys when these smartphones came out, at least in Australia. Probably not, you know, they probably already had them for a decade in Japan and Korea and the US and things like that. But what I did was I had my trading platform on there. I had my charts on there. I had all these apps on there so that I would get alerts, and I had it was a nightmare. And the reason why is because I found myself not paying attention to managing the trades according to my rules. Instead, what I was doing is I was bending and breaking the rules because I see the market go, because I can always see where the market was. And it's almost like I had changed from being a higher time frame trader to a lower time frame trader. And it made me a little skittish. And I noticed that I would do things like go out to dinner with my wife, and instead of paying attention to her and enjoying the evening, I'd be stuck to my phone. So I believe if you're like me, if you're a swing trader, if you're a trader who trades intermediate to long term charts, and in other words, you're not flat at the end of the day, you still hold positions overnight. If you're that style of trader, I think that generally speaking, having trading really accessible is not a good idea. Now, if you're on holiday or if you have a trade where you feel like you got to move to break even, because to me, the most important part of the trade is when you get to move to break even. That is the key piece. That's the key hurdle for me to overcome as a trader, is when can I move this trade to break even? So what I do is I use a tool called AlertFX. You can look it up online, alertfx.com, I believe it is. We'll link that up to the show notes. But that's a great thing to use because you can draw a line on the chart and you can say, look, when the market gets here, fire off an email to me and let me know, because, you know, basically I want to move to break even. So that's one tool that I use, and I believe that's an important one for me as a trader who wants to get to break even. Some people can also do that in MetaTrader, but MetaTrader is kind of funky to use and it doesn't usually work the right way. I found it to be really difficult. You have to set it up on a VPS, which is like a server, and you have to really know what you're doing in order to get MetaTrader to fire off the emails in a timely fashion. So I think AlertFX is probably the one and only tool. It's not necessarily on your phone. You can use it on your phone, but it's a tool that I think is the most important one for me as a swing trader. So what about you? What sort of things do you look at on your phone?
Yeah, I have my charts on my phone, but I primarily use it just to, like you say, move to break even if need be, or trail a stop. But I just use the broker app to set some price alerts. But thanks for the tip on that website. I think that would be useful to some people. And yeah, I totally agree with MetaTrader. It can be really skittish and temperamental, even if you're running it correctly. So I think that's what I use.
Okay, cool. See you next time, Hugh.
See ya.